This is an Alertuous 8th Retro Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, April 19th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alertuous 8 subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding escalations, threats, and the increasingly dangerous buildup of military forces in Eastern Europe, the totality of which brings the region and the world dangerously close to war. On Monday of this week, the Pentagon reported at least one Russian Su-24 Fencer fighter jet flew multiple close-range passes near the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea. According to Pentagon spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren, the aircraft did not respond to multiple queries and warnings. Two aircraft were present, though only one took part in the provocative actions. Warren went on to say that the Russian jet made a total of 12 close-range passes near the USS Cook at altitudes ranging from sea level to a couple thousand feet, while the wingmen stayed at a considerably higher altitude. Officials later said the aircraft approached within 1,000 yards of the ship. The USS Donald Cook and USS Truxtun are in the Black Sea along with three French warships, and there are more on the way. The incident took place around the same time as Russia's strategic missile forces carried out the test launch of an RS-24 Yars ICBM with multiple warheads from a cosmodrome approximately 300 miles east of the Finnish border. The missile blasted off from a mobile launcher, flew more than 3,500 miles across Russia, and impacted at the Kura test range on the eastern edge of the Kamchatka Peninsula north of Japan. This is their second launch of a nuclear-capable ICBM in just 6 weeks. Following a meeting on Wednesday with ambassadors from all 28 NATO member nations, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen announced new deployments of substantial air, sea, and land forces in Eastern Europe in response to the worsening crisis in Ukraine. NATO's Maritime Command announced an initial deployment of 5 warships to the Baltic. The Office of Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper announced that they were sending an initial round of 6 fighter aircraft. Dutch Defense Minister Janine Hennis announced the deployment of F-16 fighters. All of this is over and above the deployments Alertuous 8 Threat Journal has been detailing over the past several weeks, including nearly 24 U.S. fighter aircraft to Poland and Lithuania, ground forces to Bulgaria, and more. 2 weeks ago, Poland requested the stationing of 2 heavy brigades, or about 10,000 soldiers, on their territory. NATO Supreme Allied Commander, U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, said that the security situation in Europe represented more than a crisis, adding, "For NATO, it's bigger than that. It's a paradigm shift." While stressing the military movements were intended entirely to reassure NATO members along Russia's borders, he says that he has been unable to reach the Russian Chief of General Staff, Valery Gerasimov, to explain the deployments. On Wednesday of this week, during a nationally televised question-and-answer session in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin made very clear that Russia will respond if NATO moves closer to the Russian border. Further stoking flames in the region, Arizona Senator John McCain visited the capital of Moldova this week, during which he urged the swift integration of Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia into European structures, meaning the EU and NATO. His public statement came at the same time as the predominantly pro-Russian eastern Moldovan state of Transdniestria again appealed to Moscow to recognize the region's independence. Despite late-week diplomatic efforts in Geneva, where the normal talk of frameworks and paths forward were highlighted during follow-up press conferences, this is invariably diplo-speak for not having accomplished much, and it is highly unlikely that Russia, NATO, or the new Ukrainian government will be backing down anytime soon. This week, the U.S. government issued an updated travel warning for Ukraine, within which Americans were urged to avoid all non-essential travel to the country, and in particular, to avoid the eastern and southern regions due to the degrading security situation as well as growing anti-American sentiment. You can find links to the extended details of items covered in this story, as well as a rundown of events and actions leading up to the present crisis, in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. Alertuous 8 continues to closely monitor the increasingly tense situation in Eastern Europe and will immediately notify service subscribers of notable U.S. military deployments, significant escalations, or the outbreak of hostilities as events warrant. In public health news, on Tuesday of this week, Alertuous 8 subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding new warnings issued by the U.S. Embassy in Monrovia, Liberia, on the worsening outbreak of Ebola hemorrhagic fever in West Africa. In the time since the outbreak was first reported by Threat Journal just 3 weeks ago, the number of confirmed cases have nearly doubled, as have the number of deaths. In West Africa, the countries now reporting confirmed or suspected cases are Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Mali, Cote d'Ivoire, and Senegal. There are also reports of suspected cases in Morocco, though there has been no official government confirmation. This week, the New England Journal of Medicine published a new study on the recent outbreak showing that the strain responsible is very similar to the well-known Zaire strain, but is, in fact, a new strain. The World Health Organization has referred to the current outbreak as among the most challenging to strike since the disease emerged. For those listeners thinking that this is a regional outbreak with no consequence here in the U.S., take note of the fact that on April 8th, during testimony before the House Armed Services Committee, the Department of Defense informed Congress that due to emerging threats, they have deployed joint biological agent identification and diagnostic systems, including viral hemorrhagic fever diagnostic assays, to National Guard units in all 50 states. Additionally, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the Department of Defense's official combat support agency for countering weapons of mass destruction, has deployed teams to Liberia along with the CDC, the World Health Organization, and others. Further, this week Italy's foreign ministry, along with the nation's health authorities, increased border controls and surveillance efforts after the arrival of symptomatic African immigrants. Other EU nations with close ties to West African countries have implemented similar actions. Health authorities in the U.S. and Canada have ramped up surveillance efforts at ports of entry, and infectious disease experts in hospitals across North America are on alert for patients showing signs of infection. Alert USA continues to monitor the situation and will immediately notify service subscribers of significant changes in the overall threat picture, new warning announcements, or the identification of suspected cases in North America as events warrant. We move next to the Western Pacific, where the U.S. Naval Institute is reporting this week that China has begun installing sensitive hydrophones on the floor of the East and South China Seas in an effort to detect and track submarines belonging to the U.S. and its allies. Naval analysts are reporting the discovery to be quote-unquote startling, as Chinese anti-submarine warfare capabilities were widely believed to be quite limited. Western analysts are speculating that if the Chinese system is even half as effective as U.S. systems, the development is a game-changer for U.S., Japanese, Australian, and other navies, as China would be able to potentially hunt and destroy them in wartime, thus defeating Washington's first line of defense in the Pacific. Over the past 50 years, the U.S. developed impressive abilities in the area of anti-submarine warfare and tracking of surface and subsurface vessels. The surveillance systems are used in ocean choke points in the Caribbean, the straits between Greenland, Iceland, and the U.K., as well as other locations where adversaries have to transit to reach their patrol areas. Given the well-publicized rebalancing of U.S. military forces in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as China's recent advancements in their ballistic missile submarine program, it should come as no surprise that China would be deploying such a capability to detect U.S. submarines operating in the region. In travel security news, this week the FBI began publicly warning U.S. college students traveling or studying abroad to be aware that they are tempting and vulnerable targets for recruitment by foreign intelligence officers whose long-term goal is to gain access to sensitive or classified U.S. information. The FBI, as the lead counterintelligence agency in the U.S., has ramped up efforts to educate American university students preparing to study abroad about the dangers of knowingly or unknowingly getting caught up in espionage activities. As part of these efforts, the FBI has created a page on their website providing resources to help American students traveling overseas to recognize when they are being targeted and/or recruited. You can find links to the appropriate page on the FBI website in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. Also, in addition to the State Department issuing updated travel warnings this week for Ukraine, Colombia, and Chad, listeners are reminded that last week the U.S. government issued a new worldwide caution to Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, April 19th, 2014.